pretty girl down the road. Well, I'm running down this mountain pass at midnight. Those truckers, they all flash their lights at me. Well, this highway ain't the very best companion, 'cause I know there's somewhere else I'd rather be. Well, the moonlight on the snow just sets me thinking about the way your smile shines upon your face. And I know this ain't the last beer I'll be drinking before I reach my final resting place. Oh, I wish that I was in your arms asleep, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain pass at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again.
Friday evening, the country boy Tommy Rosny taking the show for the remainder of the evening with some country music, and kicking off the show tonight from his High Country Snows album. That was Dan Fogelberg and Down the Road, followed by Mountain Pass. But before I go on, a big thanks to Marty for the last 2 hours. Some great hits over the last couple of hours. He'll be back to do it all again between 8 and 10 next Friday night. And don't forget, if you'd like, request or dedication on the show tonight, I'd love to hear from you. You can text me on or WhatsApp me at 086 60 25000. Coming up just after 10:30, I'm going to be singing, talking to Texas singer-songwriter Terry Knight from her home in Abilene in Texas. And Terry has some great songs out, and I'm looking forward to having a chat with her. That's coming up after 10:30. And then after 11:30, I'm going to be letting you hear a few of you I met down at the Mulroy Woods last night at John Malloy, and you gave me requests to play for your friends and yourselves, and I'm going to let you hear some of them just after 11:30. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, as I say, requests and dedications are all welcome. You can text or WhatsApp me to 086 60 25000. Here's Alan Jackson. And it ain't just a southern thing.
Well, I left my home in Georgia, took a dream and a dollar. Been looking for that fortune and fame. Well, I found it up in Nashville with the guitar and the fiddle. Started singing across the U.S. of A. Well, I played my songs in Georgia and way down there in Florida. Once or twice in New Orleans. But the sounds I was making, didn't know that I'd be taking them to places that's so far and strange. But the people really dug it, no matter where we strummed it, I felt that it would be okay. 'Cause I learned right away, it ain't just a southern thing. Now I played up in Chicago, in western Colorado, and we kicked them dead in Santa Fe. Sung in north and south Dakota, in eastern Oklahoma, and the TV show out in L.A. They got the hats and boots and them country roots, no matter what state they claim. Yeah, the facts are plain, it ain't just a southern thing, y'all. City, Milwaukee, and in Philly, PA. They got their four-wheel drive on that Minnesota ice just like they have in Alabama. They're dancing and they're moving to the lyrics and the music from Maui up to Bangor, Maine. Lord, it may sound strange, but it ain't just a Southern thing. Yeah, I played up in Chicago, in Western Colorado, and we kicked them dead in Santa Fe. Sung in North and South Dakota, in Eastern Oklahoma, and a TV show out in L.A. Yeah, they got the hats and boots and them country roots, no matter what state they claim. All the facts are plain, it ain't just a Southern thing. Music on the land and the ocean, the people can't say my name. Yeah, the fact remains, it ain't just a Southern thing. Oh, I played up in Chicago, in Western Colorado, and we kicked them dead in Santa Fe. Sung in North and South Dakota, in Eastern Oklahoma, and a TV show out in L.A. Oh, they got the hats and boots and country roots, no matter what state they claim. All the facts are plain, it ain't just a Southern thing. Oh, it may sound strange, but it ain't just a Southern thing. Yeah, the fact remains, it ain't just a Southern thing.
Alan Jackson, and it ain't just a Southern thing. Oh, taking us up to nearly 14 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock on Friday evening. I have a bit of competition tonight. Patrick Keilty is on the Late Late Country Show, and Mary B out there can't make up her mind whether to watch Patrick Keilty or listen to me. Mary B, can I just tell you, there's only one country music show you could listen to tonight, and you're listening to it. You don't watch it, you listen to it. There's Vince Gill.
Together, but I'm sorry, I won't take you back this time. Don't come crying to me when it's over. Don't you come and knocking at my door. Don't come crying to me, I won't be waiting.
in Ireland, we're doing well when it comes to our recycling and food waste bins. However, some paper, plastics and food are still ending up in our general waste bins. It can happen. So take a minute before you bin it and go to mywaste.ie for help and suggestions on how to make segregating your waste that bit easier. That's mywaste.ie. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Thousands of people just like you don't think that they can get a GP visit card, but they can. Eligibility is based on your income and expenses. Outgoings like mortgages, rent, childcare and others are all taken into account. With a card, GP visits are free. So if you haven't applied because you don't think it's for the likes of you, think again. Apply today at gpvisitcard.ie. The GP Visit Card. It's for someone like you. A message from the Government of Ireland.
At Uisce Éireann, we're continuing to upgrade Ireland's water network to ensure a clean, safe and reliable water supply. When repair or maintenance work is required in your area, we want to make sure homes and businesses are informed. That's why we have a new free text alert service providing real-time updates for issues lasting more than 4 hours. Sign up with your mobile number and air code at water.ie. Uisce Éireann, delivering water services for Ireland.
Hello everybody, this is Colin Ray and you are listening to my buddy Tommy Rosny, the country boy.
Well, I know I disappeared a time or two, and along the way I lost me and you. I needed a new town for my new start, selling VCRs in Arkansas at a Walmart. I haven't had a drink in 19 days. My eyes are clear and bright without that haze. I like the preacher from the Church of Christ. Sorry that I cried when I talked to you last night. I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock. I'm solid. Just one small problem here in Little Rock. Without you, baby, I'm not me. I don't know why I held it all inside. You must have thought I never even tried. You know your daddy told me when I left, Jesus would forgive, but a daddy don't forget. I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock. I'm solid as a stone, baby, wait and see. I've got just one small. One small problem here.
I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock.
Colin Ray and Little Rock, taking us up to 22 minutes past the hour. Big hello to Leah McIntyre out there, who's looking for a little something from Olivia Douglas. Here she is with Derek Ryan.
On our side, had faith in what we were, took it in my stride, hanging on to every word you said, dreaming dreams for two of better times ahead. You're the only light I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above, the one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved.
When every promise made has turned to clay, I wish I knew back then the way I feel today. Not everything that's written turns to stone. I'll cherish memories as I carry on alone.
You're the only light.
That's Olivia Douglas with Derek Ryan and the current single called The Only Lie I Ever Loved. Dedicate that one to Leah up there in Glengad. Here's Brian Mallory doing an old Merle Haggard song.
Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. My mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. How to run the law, spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down and they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes along. Well, I like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. And down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
Sound of Brian Mallory from an album of covers he had out, and that is version of the old Merle Haggard classic, The Fugitive. To take us up to the break here is Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens in the streets of Bakersfield.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying nobody, I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like. Say you're careless how I feel, but how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? San Francisco, I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man, left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel, but how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel, judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield. How many of you sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
The Chadwick's Autumn Sale is now on, with 37 branches nationwide. Get 40% off the DeVille Portable Oil Radiator, now only €54.99. Save over €100 on the Myra Vigor Dual Thermostatic Shower, now only €425. 10mm 4V chestnut laminate flooring, only €13.99 per square yard. Plus, lots more offers in all departments. Visit your local branch or shop online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks.
Let's get it done!
Hi, mate. Is your brother still in hospital?
He is, yeah. He's third-degree burns everywhere, so he's facing years of surgery.
Does he know he missed the funeral?
No, he hasn't woken up yet.
Ah, no.
Yeah. Whatever about the surgery, he'll never recover from that.
Always check your smoke alarm and do everything you can to stop fire starting. Because once it does, it will stop at nothing. Find out more at fireireland.ie. A message from the Government of Ireland.
This Monday's DL debate is hitting the road, with St Eunan's and Dunloe getting set to contest the Donegal Senior Football Championship final. We will mark the occasion for the Dunloe club, who make their first appearance in the decider for six decades. We'll hear from members of both clubs as we look ahead to the showpiece of Donegal Gaelic Games. That's the DL debate this Monday after the 7 p.m. news, presented by Brendan Devaney and Pádraig Hulferty, live from the clubhouse at Ross's Park, Dunloe.
The DL debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love in Sarah's kitchen.
It's all about the music every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
Mama was a drummer in my first country band. Daddy was a cowboy, and I used to lend a hand. He taught me how to gamble, how to ride and break a horse. He taught me patience through divorce. And I was only 12 years old when I taught myself guitar. I sat up every night till we played our first bar. Mama sang and played those drums, and that became our life. On stage we were hell on wheels all night. And Mama, take me back to the times we had back then. Mama, take me back so I can live all that again. Oh, Mama, Mama, take me back to those hills I used to ride. Mama, take me back to the Texas pines. One day I looked up and she was 85, but she still loved music. Hell, that's how we survived. And Daddy comes to visit. You know, he's a little slower than he used to be. And I'm still playing music, 'cause that's my mama's love. And Mama, take me back to the times we had back then. Mama, take me back so I can live all that again. Oh, Mama, Mama, take me back to those hills I used to ride. Mama, take me back to the Texas pines. Mama, you used to love those Texas pines. We talked about it all the time. I remember that cool spring night. I sat by Mama's side. She reached up and touched my face, her eyes bright with pride. Please sing that song, the one you wrote for me. Guitar in hand, I slid up close and sang so she could see. Mama, take me back. Mama, take me back to the times we had back then. Mama, take me back so I can live all that again. Oh, Mama, Mama, take me back to those hills I used to ride. Mama, take me back to the Texas pines. Mama, take me back to the Texas pines. I love you, Mama.
Mama, take me back to the Texas times. That's Texas singer-songwriter Terry Knight, and I'm delighted Terry joins me from her home in Abilene in Texas. Terry, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you keeping?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too. I'm doing really, really well.
You know, I was...
And I'm so glad that you're playing my music up in there.
I was playing your music at home this morning, and I was talking to my wife about it, and I was saying, I find a wide resemblance with that song there and a kind of a Mary Chapin Carpenter sort of stuff, you know, the Americana.
Ah, yeah.
Did anybody ever say that?
Yeah, I have a... Yes. Actually, I get compared to several people like that, even like Emmylou Harris.
Exactly.
Some of these people that did storytelling songs, I think I was really influenced by those people.
Come here, Terry, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you were self-taught, you got your first guitar when you were a young girl, and how it all started off for you. How did you get involved in the music first?
Well, it's an interesting story. My mother, that song was actually a tribute to my mom because she got me into music in the first place.
Yeah.
She actually, when I was 13, she bought me my first, it was an electric guitar. And so, yeah, I taught myself to play it and all this. And then we formed a band. And so my mother was the drummer in my band for about, 7 or 8 years. And we played all different places and all of that stuff. So that was my first start, was from my mom actually getting me into it.
Yeah. And when did you realize you had the talent for songwriting?
Well, it was interesting. I don't know. When I was probably maybe 11 or 12, I knew that I liked to write poetry and I liked to do all that stuff and I liked to sing. And I never knew where it came from. I just knew it was always there.
Yeah,
almost this drive that I have to do it. And so I think my mom recognized that, and that's why she started getting me into, I was in theater and the music programs and all that stuff. And so it just came at a very early age.
Yeah.
Really.
It's great. I was talking to another songwriter last week, Jeff Baston, who's based in Nashville, and he was mentioning, like yourself, telling a story through a song, which is great, the lyrics. Because a lot of new ones coming out of Nashville at the moment are just thinking about pubs and trucks and that. There's no story to it at all. Whereas, like that song there we just played and the one we're going to play later on, there's a story to it.
There is, and I've always believed that anything, even if it's a bad thing in your life, whatever happens to you, you can make a song out of it, and it will mean something to other people. So I've always believed that songwriters are messengers. We don't know. It's something that we're driven to do, and then other people can pick up on the feelings that they get from your music, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. And has it been mainly Texas where you're based? Have you ever ventured up to Tennessee, or have you just stayed around Texas? Because I know Texas is a great place for the music anyway.
Yeah, a lot of Texas, but I've also played in Idaho and Oregon and all along the upper Northwest, and even as far as Florida, just different places. Yeah. And I grew up actually close to California and Oregon and all of those places. And so I started my musical career there. And then I was born here, but I traveled up there to do a lot of stuff and then ended up back in Texas, where I'm really doing a lot of music here. So it's pretty much a lot of different places.
Yeah, it's a big place, Texas. I'm saying compared to Ireland, you could stay in, you wouldn't have to leave Texas at all. It's that big. And, as I mentioned to you off air, apart from doing country and Americana, you've crossed different genres during your career. You've done rock, you've done blues, the whole lot.
I have. I've done so many different things. And I like to do that because I have an appreciation for all different kinds of music. But I really tend to go back to even, the classic rock of the 60s and 70s and, that's the stuff that where I feel like has such roots in music, even the blues. I love blues. And so sometimes, I'll write things that have a rocky edge. And so you just never really know sometimes what you're going to get.
I know. Have you many albums out, or have you many albums out? I know you're working on an album at the moment, aren't you? Trying to get some of your songs together.
Yes, I am. I've got right now 6 singles out to radio.
Yeah.
And then probably next year I'll be doing the full album. So I'll finally have enough to put into an album and start that, going. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's great because the songs I had sent to me, that Jenny sent to me, and other great songs. And it's amazing how many great singer-songwriters there's out over there that we don't hear of over here in Ireland. For anybody now who wanted to get any of your music, how would they go about it? Is it up on any of the websites, you know, any of the social media sites, or are they available?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's up on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that, Amazon Music, all of that stuff. And I've also got a website. It's terrynight.com. Yeah. And you can go there, and my music is up there as well. Yeah. And, you know, wherever I'm playing and that kind of thing.
Great stuff. Well,
I really want to get over.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever been to Ireland?
I have not, but I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, and I think that it really embraces the music over there. You know, mm-hmm. It's like there's, like, much like my taste, kind of eclectic, where I like all kinds of things. I think you guys do too.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, there's a good friend of mine who was over here recently. He lives just outside Tustin, Frank Martin Gilligan. I don't know if you ever heard of Frank Martin mm-hmm. Gilligan, or there's another guy called Kevin Deal. Kevin has been over here a few times, you know, to be an independent artist, but
okay.
They came over here and they went down a storm over here.
Yeah, I would really love to do that. I know that there's several stations in Europe that are playing my music, and I just, you know, in fact, some of my family members, I know that we have a lot of Irish blood in my family.
Yeah.
And it's always amazing to talk to my grandmother, you know, and just kind of hear. So with the music, but also because I feel drawn, you know, to come over there and visit. So
yeah. A lot of,
you know, maybe it's a family thing.
Yeah. That last song, or the first song we just played there, Mama, that song is doing well for you in the European country charts at the moment, I believe, over here in radio stations around Europe.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's. I believe it's up to 16 now on their top 30. And I've had, I guess, 3 number ones over there.
Yeah.
And hopefully this song is, you know, rising too. So it's just so nice to be able to know that people are really appreciating, you know, the messages that we have.
Yeah. Our mutual friend Jenny over there in Nashville is great at getting all the songwriters together
mm-hmm.
and getting them doing the kind of in the rounds. I was just looking at a video there the other day on her Facebook page, and she had a few great songwriters. And, you know...
Yes, we love Jenny.
You know, I was just saying to Jeff last week, too, what I miss now, you know, over here in radio stations, I miss the hard copy CD. You know, mostly now people send you out MP3s, and you don't see who the songwriter is, you know, because I used to love looking on the back of a CD cover of who the songwriter is, you know, whether it's you wrote the song that was a hit for somebody else. Have you ever tried pitching your songs to any of the artists, the bigger name, you know, the established artists?
No, I really haven't. I've pretty much stayed independent, and I think I just started seriously putting things out to radio. It was maybe 2 years ago, and you know, I do love the hard copies, and in fact, when I have my album, I'm going to do hard copies.
Yeah.
Because I know some cars don't even have CD,
right,
CD players anymore.
It's funny when you think
of it. I don't care.
Over here, to say, if you get a car after over 2015 here, there's no CD player in it. But the vinyls are making a big comeback again.
They are, and that is one of my favorite things, and I will make sure that I get some vinyls pressed. And I need to make sure you get one.
Oh, God, I love the old... I remember when I started in radio way back, I started with the old 4-track tapes, and then it went to vinyls, and it was great, the vinyls. Then the CDs came. Now it's MP3s. All you have to do is type in the name of a song. Whereas I used to love, you know, if I'm travelling in the car now, I love to be able to stick the old CD in and listen to it. You might pick a song off the CD that you normally wouldn't play, you know?
Yes, I made sure my car has a CD player in it so I can play those.
Yeah. And come here,
there's something nostalgic.
When you decide to write a song, would you put time by to write a song, or would you just, if you were just in your daily life, a thought comes to you, do you just write it down there and then, or would you put, say, I'm for the next 3 hours now tonight, I'm going to try and write a song, or how does it work? How does it work for you?
Well, it's kind of interesting. A lot of my songs I have written while I was dreaming. I mean, some of my songs I've dreamed the whole storyline.
Yeah.
And then I will wake up and I will write bits and pieces down. And sometimes I will just simply see something or someone will say something that strikes that creative mode. And then I will take it from there. So it comes out of nowhere sometimes. If I sit and try to do it, it's very hard to do. But if I just let it flow through me, then it happens. And it's something that it's really hard to explain.
Yeah. I can imagine that. All right, and you're doing a are you out now this weekend? Yeah. Are you doing any?
I am. Yes, I have a residency at one of the barbecue places here, and so I do a lot of song swaps. So
yeah,
I bring a lot of artists in with me, and we swap back and forth. You know, just taking turns playing, and I've been doing that for most of the year, and it's really successful, and it gets a lot of artists, you know, to have a platform to be able to play. And we do mostly original music, so at least we're trying to pave that road so that it's not as many covers as we can play our own music.
Yeah, that's what I love, original music. A couple of weeks ago, I heard there was three guys over from the States, Jimmy Fortune, Mike Rogers, and a guy called Mike Armitage, and they played one of the venues here, and they just sat down on three stools and they start singing their song. Now, some of the songs, people would have known them because they're like, especially Jimmy Fortune would be established. He had been with the Statler Brothers. But it's funny, you know, a lot of audiences over here in Ireland are kind of funny when it comes to original stuff. It takes them a while to get into it. They're so used to, like, some of the local artists over here, they seem to record covers all the time. They're kind of afraid to take on the gamble of bringing on a new song. Some of them anyway, you know. And then you get a lot of them, get three or four ones and bring out the same old song. Whereas when you get somebody with an original, it's good, you know.
Yes, and that's pretty much, now when I play out, I almost feel guilty for doing a cover because I've done so many originals. And, you know, and I do things that I haven't recorded yet. I mean, it's songs that I think, you know, you can feel when you're connecting with people.
Yeah.
And I think if the songs have a storyline where people can actually connect with it, I think that's where you're going to be successful at it. But you also have to throw the covers in.
You know, God, you have to. Yeah, you have
with
to.
With an audience out there, you know, I mean, you just have to.
Definitely. And
I just kind of do a little mix for both.
And we mentioned just off air there, Chris Christopherson passed away just last weekend. He was some songwriter, wasn't he?
You know, he was. And one little story about him. There was this place called the Log Bar, and I think that was in Idaho. And I was playing in this little place. I was about 13 or 14. My mom was the drummer and all this. Well, this guy was there, and he called me over to his table, and of course it was a restaurant too. So I went over there, and he told me, you know, he says, hey, you know, he really loved what I was doing, and please don't stop. Keep following your dream. Don't give up on it. And I said, okay, well, thank you, you know. And I went back, and my mom said, do you know who that was? And I said, no. She said, that was Chris Christopherson. So that was my early brush.
Yeah.
With, you know, him telling me that, and I've never forgotten that, to not give up.
Yeah, that's a great little story. And who else would have been influential on your songwriting? Who else did you look up to, whether it be country or whatever genre?
Oh gosh, it was a lot of folk.
Yeah.
A lot of Americana. I like Bobby Gentry and Crystal Gayle and Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, deadly.
And even John Conley and
yeah,
the Highwaymen, you know. I mean, it was just, there were really a lot of different influences. Of course, I was raised on classic country.
Yeah.
Because that's what my mom was really into. And, you know, that it just kind of grew from there. And then I got to hear the blues, and I got to hear so many different things. Bob Dylan. I mean, it's just a wide variety of people that I used to listen to that influenced kind of what I do now that rolled into a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Looking Up. We're going to go out in that for now in a few minutes. Tell me a little bit about that song. How did it come about?
Okay. Well, Looking Up really was the, I think that was the first one that I really put out to radio.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that song, you know, I lost my father at a very early age. And I thought about, well, you know, when someone leaves you, it's not that they have left you. They're still there.
Yeah.
In your heart, in spirit, you know, they're still there. And so what the song talks about is, you know, whether it be relationship, whatever relationship you have, that, you know, when you're looking up, I'm looking down, as in I'm in heaven looking down on you.
Yeah.
So I'm always with you.
It's funny.
So that's pretty much what that song is about, you know.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I was looking at a few posts on Facebook today and they were showing pictures of the highwaymen, and to think Willie is the last one still standing, and everybody thought he'd be gone a long time ago, but Willie is the only one. The other three boys are up above, you know.
Yes, yes. Kind of the same thing, you know, no matter what relationship you have.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyways,
when you're looking up, I'm looking down. You know?
But come here, Terry, it's been lovely talking to you, and thanks for taking the time. We're just going to play Looking Up now. So the best of luck. And remember, when that album is out, make sure you have me contact. You know where to send it to.
I sure will. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Not at all, Terry. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
To make things right, I turn off the light and imagine you were there. Ghost in my mind, reaching through time and stroking my hair. I sigh through the darkness, remembering what I heard you say. One more time tonight, I'll share my vision. Don't let the lonely show through.
you're not without me. So don't ever doubt I'm around. Oh, remember, when you're looking up, I'm looking down. Oh, remember, when you're looking up, I'm looking down.